floor, there's no fall. And so what happens is, people think that there's no beauty in getting older. Because that's what fall is. The leaves get older, they turn these beautiful colors. Everybody in New England goes, this is the most beautiful season of the year, and then you go into winter. But in Los Angeles, it's all spring. So everybody thinks the only way to live is to look 20 and then die. There you go. And that's my theory about the problem with Los Angeles. But it also captures attention about the wisdom between the circle and the line. Because Judaism starts off in a line, that is, you're in the Garden of Eden and you're headed towards the Promised Land. And most of our lives, that's how we tell ourselves and our children to think. Goals, dreams, get there, there's an achievement, and this is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all, it's a wonderful thing. To have goals and to have dreams and to have achievement and all of that, it's great. But here's the problem with it, is it misses the wisdom of the circle. And that's what the seasons teach us. Summer, autumn, winter, spring, they return every year. And it doesn't matter where you are on the line, the circle keeps going around and around and around. And let me tell you the wisdom of the circle. Remember that according to the Jewish tradition, it was Solomon who wrote the book Kohelet. You just heard a famous version of Kohelet that was recorded by the birds in the 60s, right to everything, turn, 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 there is a season. It's the most popular song, I think, that has ever been made out of a biblical book. At least in modern music, and certainly from a book in Ketuvim. But that's why, because Solomon was the one who was supposed to have written Kohelet, that's why we have this story that he had a ring, and on his ring was written, Gamzeh Ya'avor, this too shall pass. You see, if you go in a line, then you think you're accumulating things gradually, achievement, wealth, goals, but if you know the wisdom of the circle, you know everything passes and comes around again. And while we teach the wisdom of achievement, the wisdom of the circle is the wisdom of failure. Because when a child fails, if you only live in a line, what are you going to say to them? Well, you'll get them next time. But if you live in a circle, you say, this is all part of the cycle. Failure is as much a part of the cycle as success, and everybody has to have both to live a full life. You have to have fall and winter as well as spring and summer. Otherwise, you're only living half the year. And that beautiful leaf will turn brown and will fall. And that's part of life too. And if we don't teach our children that failure is a part of life, that only it's only about dreams and achievement and success and goals, and when you fail, it's just a step on the way to ultimately achieving, as opposed to a natural part of the circle and the cycle, then they may have achievement, but they'll never have peace. They may have dissatisfaction, but they'll never have acceptance. They may have lines, but they'll never have circles. One of the things that makes suffering a disappointment or a pain so difficult when you're young is that you don't remember all the times you outlived pain like that. Your first heartbreak is your worst. Because by your third heartbreak, you can say, you know, I've had this before. It feels like I won't survive it, but I know I will. Because it's happened to me before, and I know the wisdom of the circle and the seasons, not only the wisdom of the line. That's what I mean by the idea that the seasons teach us a kind of wisdom that achievement doesn't. To everything, there's a time. to succeed, to fail, to laugh, to cry. Even Kohelet says there's a time for love and a time for hate. There's a time for peace and a time for war. There's a time to live and a time to die. There's a circle. And when we sang L'dor V'dor, it was part of the circle. The circle goes on and on and on and on, and the same words are repeated, and the same experiences, and the same ideas, and maybe we catch a little wisdom from the past, but it doesn't save us from going through the same circle. But that's how it always was, and how it always will be. So remember, all of us who live in a perpetual summer, that we have to teach ourselves and our children the wisdom of the fall, of the winter, of failure, of darkness. Because darkness, as Rabbi Aharon of Apt once said, is the throne on which light sits. If you don't see the dark, you don't appreciate the light. If you don't experience the winter, you can't glory in the summer. If you only have a line, then you don't see the beautiful, unending symbolism of the circle. And after all, when you get married, you give a circle. Because we're all part of L'dor V'dor, from generation to generation. So may we be blessed with all the seasons in our world and in our lives, with lines and circles and wisdom. And may we be blessed with it now, because even though we glory in life today, this too shall pass. Shabbat Shalom.